Blog Talk Radio.
Shared Saturday showers like these are so sensuous, satisfying, wonderful. He leads me through dark hallways and we carry on hushed conversations. This relationship went from friendship to lovers to slaves to paving the way for something magical between us. I anticipate our meetings from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I daydream about how he will stretch the seams of my two-piece suit. He suits me well to a T. He is me all over. I love the slow way he moves into my space, how he erases 8 hours of agitation with penetration through breath and tongue. He makes me dinner for one with me as the main course, and of course it took 5 long years to reach this stage through engagements and wedding bells. We've been to hell and back, but now he is my star, my wind, my sky. He is my lover, my daddy, my friend. He is me all over. He is me.
Hello, and welcome to an episode of the Tony and Kai Show with your hosts, Tony Wade and Kaix Rodriguez. It is February 11th, Valentine's Day. It's right around the corner. Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. But here we are. It is a frigid day here in Richmond, Virginia. I hope you are well and blessed and happy and warm where you are, and everything is going well. Baby, there.
Yeah, I'm here, finally.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, my phone is on speaker. I'm so sorry. He just blew my eardrum off.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. My phone was on speaker. Oh, I'm so sorry. My phone was on speaker. Tonight we're going to be talking with Yvette Wilson Bentley on with her book, Enhancing the Journey. So we're going to talk with her shortly. But, you know, we're going to do what we do and, you know, take a couple of minutes like we do, about 3 minutes, and just, you know, let you know what we've been up to. Tony is, we're keeping on him to get this book out, to get Vengeance Unleashed. Y'all know we have been on him forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Really? Really? It's good. Like really?
Yes.
Really?
You know,
I'm
people
like, you can't,
weekly, you know, the Tony and Kai email box is flooded with emails about when this book is coming out, you know. So, yes, you know, they want to know when this book is coming, and this is the year, 2014 is the year that this book is finally going to come out. So people just keep watching, you know, go to the Tony and Kai Show, Facebook.com, Tony N, the letter N, Kai Show, and keep up with the updates.
Okay, y'all, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen, because Kai's going to keep blowing up my spot.
Okay. I am.
So here's what's happening. The book is going to be released in April, okay?
Hmm.
Happens to be my birthday, you know.
And our wedding anniversary.
Let me finish. Yes, our wedding anniversary. But it will be released. I'm not going to give you a day in April, but it's going to be released this coming April. I'm excited. Book two is halfway done, plus with another book is 7 chapters in, so I'm enjoying my writing. I'm trying to write. It gets hard. You know, brother goes to work. He works 10 hours, you know. And then when he's off on his day, like today, he got to run around and take people to and fro here and there.
Violence.
So, you know, I don't really get to do.
Violence.
Oh, here we go. But a brother does what he got to do. So, but, yes, that book, Vengeance Unleashed, will be released this coming April.
Okay.
And VU2 will be out shortly after that because it's just about done. I got to work with my girl Donna on a cover for that book, but that book is halfway done. So
yes, we love us some Donna Osborne. You know,
we
so
do.
If you are in need of a cover, book cover, flyers, postcards, banners, anything graphic design, you need a picture redone, you know, anything, hit her up on Facebook, Donna Osborne Clark, hit her up. That's our girl. We love her. We love her work. Hit her up. Let her know that Tony and Kai sent you.
Hit her up.
Let her know that we sent you. And if you're looking for some promotions, looking for a radio spot, looking for a review, looking for, you know, looking for something to do, 30 days of promotion, hit us up.
Because
we would love to work with you. $25 for 30 days. Can't beat that. Can't beat that. That's less than $1 a day. Who does that? Nobody does that.
Wait. Tony and Kai do that.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody but we do that. So hit us up. Nobody but we do that. So,
you're a vet.
I know. Radio show, review, web ad, blog ad, written review. Nobody does that but us. Nobody. Okay, anyway, without further ado, we are going to get to our host because we are a minute. We're going to get to her. It is her time now. So we are going to bring our guest on. Yvette, how are you doing, my love?
I'm doing fantastic. Hi, how are you?
I am blessed. How is the weather where you are?
Frigid cold.
Ah, oh, it is cold there as well.
Yes, it's cold in Kentucky.
Oh, can't nobody seem to get away from this cold. Now, you know, I'm going through your bio, and you are a woman that has done an awful lot of stuff as well. You're doing a lot of writing. You're in a lot of writing groups. You're doing a lot of writing for a lot of different online magazines, writing clubs, and, you know, you're working with a lot of different radio shows and things as well. Now, how do you handle your plate being so full as well in writing, because you were also working on a second book? And so how did you write this book with your plate so full?
Well, when I wrote Enhancing the Journey about 2.5 years ago, my plate was not nearly as full as it is now. My plan was to simply write the book and publish it. However, God had a different plan, and, you know, I've been afforded some, you know, great opportunities, such as writing for online magazine and being able to be connected with some people that are far more experienced and seasoned than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay.
It's a lot that I've done. It's not like I'm doing all of those things at present. I'd probably be nuts, but I am working on a second book as well as a part-time college student, and actually I'm taking a fiction writing class this semester, which is a little on a different note for me because I usually write, you know, nonfiction based on my own experiences. So I just wanted to learn more about the craft of fiction writing, and so I'm taking this class, and I am hopefully looking to, you know, really fine-tune the assignments that I have for the semester and hopefully publish them by late summer.
Okay. Now, where did this book, Enhancing the Journey, how did this book come about?
Well, I am an active member in a book club, and there were a couple of members that were saying, you know, you need to publish a book. And I'm like, nah, I don't need to do all that. And so anyway, you know, got connected, you know, with some different people. We were having book club meetings every month, and someone asked me, well, when are you going to finish your book. And I'm like, what? And so, you know, I decided to just, you know, pull out, you know, the paper and pen and just begin to write, you know, my thoughts, my feelings, like I said, personal experiences. Some parts are maybe tidbits of sermons that I heard at church, or just a thought came to me as I was driving down the street, you know, and I just put those together. They all have a baseline, and which is, you know, what the experience was, you know, what God revealed to me through those experiences and how I play forward that revelation, you know, from that experience.
Was there a harder part of this to write than a...
Yeah, there were a couple of times that it was really hard, especially when I, you know, drafted things surrounding my mom. My mom passed away almost 6 years ago, and, you know, so there were a couple of times I would have to stop, you know, and have my cry, you know, and dry my nose and start back up again. And I think that not only because I miss her, you know, but, you know, gratitude to be able to still, you know, be in this world, you know, and having experience some things and be able to talk about them, because, you know, there was a time where, you know, my life was, you know, I was laying my life on the line every day, you know, just living a totally different life, and it is only by the grace of God that I'm here today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a bittersweet kind of thing. And I think the most important thing when, you know, writing stuff surrounding my experience with my mother is just knowing that I was blessed to have a mother for 43 years and 10 days. You know, some people come and go from this world and they never know what it is to have a mother at all. So I am very blessed and very fortunate and still able to be here and just draw back on those things that, you know, she tried to teach me and instill in me, even though there were times I was not listening and didn't care what she had to say.
Mm. And, you know, we all go through that. It's a hard lesson to learn, you know. A lot of us don't learn it until they're gone, you know. And a lot of us, like you said, don't have that relationship with our mother. So it's... You know, it's a lesson that we don't never learn, you know, because we don't have that close relationship with our mother, you know, so we don't, some of us don't never know them, some of us don't have a close relationship, so we don't ever, you know, feel that kind of way when they are gone.
Outside of that, I mean, what was the hardest part to actually writing the book? I mean, did things seem to go smoothly for you when you needed to, like, get the editing done and when you needed to, you know, make sure that everything was ready for the shelves? Because, like I said, I'm getting ready to put mine out in April.
The hardest part for me was humbling myself, first of all, to realize that, you know, I should not put expectations on myself to have knowledge and experience about something that I had never done before. You know, because this was all brand new. This was all brand new territory. As far as the editing, you know, and layout and what have you, you know, I had, you know, paid someone to do these things. They didn't begin to meet the expectations, so a lot of the cleaning up, you know, was me, myself, and a couple of friends that were willing to assist me, because I was at the point now, it's like, I can't turn back now. You know, this book has to come out.
Right.
You know, by hook or by crook. And so, you know, you learn and you grow as you go along. You know, I released the book, you know, with great reception. I mean, I had a great book signing. And, you know, but after a few months, I realized that what I was wanting or what I was paying someone else to do that didn't do it, that these were some things that I actually could do myself or, you know, enlist some people that know what they were doing.
You know, right,
so
exactly.
I actually did the interior layout myself. And now the one thing that I couldn't do was design a book cover. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to meet and connect with a wonderful graphic and web designer, and we still are working together today.
Okay. Okay. Now, on the flip side to that coin, what was the easiest part of getting the book out for you?
The easiest part was writing it. You know, that
and
was,
how long did
that,
take?
The easy part. It took about 6 months, and let me say, probably could have had it wrapped up sooner, you know, because some of that was me experiencing fear, you know, because this was something that I had wanted to do for a long time. This is something that my parents had wanted for me to do, and I rebelled against it. And, you know, when you finally start doing something and you get close to the finish line and see that it is going to be a reality, I mean, that tripped me out. I mean, this just totally tripped me out. And, but, you know, that was the easy part, writing the book. You know, the challenges have been, you know, promoting. You know, and really getting people interested in this is what, you know, I do, because, you know, I'm not writing, you know, a lot of people, like, for example, are writing urban fiction. I'm not writing urban fiction. You know, I'm not writing, you know, erotica. Neither to say am I writing, you know, anything that's so religious, you know, that people will look at me as some type of religious fanatic and turn around and run for the hills. You know, I focus more on spirituality more than religion, because I realize that there's a broad audience out there, and any work that I do that's presented to anyone, for them not so much to look at the differences but be able to identify with the similarities.
Okay, okay, yes. See, that's what I like right there. I like that.
Your chapter, Help Me to Forgive Me, was one that really touched me personally, because, you know, the part where the minister, where you talk about where your minister asked you, how soon do you think God forgives you, when you ask God for forgiveness and you say right away? And he goes, well, why does it take you so long to forgive yourself?
Tell it.
You know, because we often take forever. You know, we do, we do something and, you know, we're holding on to things for ourselves forever, but God forgives us right away. You know, or we say God forgives us. As soon as we ask for forgiveness, God forgives us. So why are we holding on to things, personal things, forever? Or even with other people, why are we holding on with things from other people forever and ever and ever and ever? You know, if God forgives us like that, why are we holding on to our own stuff and holding on to things to other people? That right there, that got me. Just the title of it got me. And then as I read it, it touched me. There was so much, and you know, like you said, spiritual doesn't necessarily mean religious. There's a difference, and people sometimes take that and be like, oh, I don't want to read that. That's a Christian book. That's going to be full of all these scriptures. That's going to be all this, you know, God this, God that. And it, you know, a spiritual book doesn't mean that it's going to be, it means that it's a spiritual book. It means it's something that's going to touch you. It means it's something that's going to help you. It means that it's something that's going to touch you in a personal way. And it may be something that is going to have some scripture or something like that in it. But there's a difference between something that's religious and something that's spiritual.
Can you expound on that for us here and tell us what your thought process is on that?
Well, you know, religion, I mean, I'm no stranger to religion. I was, you know, raised up in the church. I mean, I've been going to church all of my life. I mean, my entire life. And, you know, in the era that I grew up in, you know, as a child, you know, it wasn't an option. You know, it wasn't, do you want to go to church today? You were going. You know, you got your clothes ready on Saturday night. You know, and, you know, you got your hair done, fried that, laid to the side, and, you know, and you got up and you went. And, you know, there was a point in my life where, you know, I had just totally went south. You know, was, you know, using drugs, using alcohol, you know, and just doing all this insane stuff. And, you know, I stopped, you know, and I felt like, you know, at a point that I wasn't even worthy of God to do anything for me because I had been, you know, raised up, you know, with this punishing and condemning God. And so I went into recovery a little over 17 years ago, you know, went to a facility, you know, and got clean and sober, been clean and sober ever since. And, you know, doing work with a 12-step program teaches about spirituality. You know, and the key thing for me in learning the difference between spirituality and religion was knowing that I had the freedom to find God based on my own understanding and not other people's understanding or other people's opinions, you know, or anything like that. And, you know, I try to stay within those spiritual realms because, you know, when people reached out to help me, they met me where I was. You know, and that's my thing. I don't want to be, you know, on this hilltop. There's no big eyes and little U's. I don't have any problem reaching anyone, meeting anyone wherever they are.
Right, right.
Wow.
All right. Well, when you start to talk religion, you know, people do shy away from that. I have one more question for you that I wanted to ask you. You know, while Kai had brought it up, but we do tend to not forgive ourselves. We tend to have a hard time, even when we do. It's a hard process for us, and you know, like the book says, but you know, God forgives us right away. Can you expound on what your thought process is on that, as far as to why it takes as long as it takes, and is it something that you feel is just, because I think it's universal with a lot of people. We just tend not to forgive ourselves. Is there something that you think is something that is universal? Or?
Well, you know, the thing would be when I wrote that particular piece, you know, I had been through several situations, and, you know, I believe that the largest hurdle that kept me from forgiving myself was guilt. You know, for guilt, feeling guilt of being, you know, in situations that I did not have to be in, you know, and, you know, not only not wanting to face it, but most important, didn't feel like that I was worthy of, you know, God's forgiveness or anyone else's forgiveness or even my forgiveness of self because, you know, I, you know, had that bouncing running in my head that, you know, I did this to myself. You know, I knew what the warning sign was, and I chose to ignore the red flags and, you know, do some things anyway or act on some decisions anyway. You know, so what I know today is I am my own worst critic. You know, however anybody else feels or whatever, it's nothing compared to how I feel, you know, for myself. And, you know, fortunately for me, I was just put in a situation where, you know, that minister was available to let me know, you know, that it is okay, you know, not only to ask God for forgiveness, but it is okay to forgive yourself, and especially when there's nothing that you can do to go back and change the situation. You know, so the way I look at that today is, you know, I just live my life, you know, in a forward position where, yes, I've made mistakes, but, you know, I work to do better than what I did before so I don't find myself in the same place, because that was not a comfortable place at all.
I can almost imagine. I can. I know I've been in my own spots. What would you like your readers that read the book to get from the book as a whole? What was the underlying message from your book?
The underlying message of the book is for either people that are already, you know, already have practice spirituality, you know, just be able to relate and identify with some things that I shared in the book, you know, that will help them to grow, as well as to help them know that they're not alone and they're not the only ones. And then for those that maybe have no type of spiritual concept, the underlying message is to let them know it is not as difficult as it may seem to begin on a journey to have a relationship with God.
Awesome. Now, where can people find out more information about you and possibly get a copy of your book?
Okay. Well, the book is on sale on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the local major online retailers. If they want more information about me, they can either visit my site, which is www.Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Bentley, Bentley.com, or they can send an email to info@ywilsonbentley.com, and then, of course, I'm on Facebook, you know, and Twitter. So any of those, you know, avenues, I am available.
Awesome, awesome. And you also be able to look her up on Tony and Kai, the Facebook site, Facebook.com/ Tony the letter N, Kai show. We'll also have her information up there as well. We are going to do a written interview, so her information will also be up there with her book link and there. She was also doing, I don't know if anyone, did anyone do your request for the book?
I hadn't seen anyone I have not seen anyone like
see,
the page or send a message.
Missed your opportunity.
They missed their opportunity because they've gotten
book.
A free autographed book.
See, people, you have got to pay attention. You missed your opportunity to get a free book today from Miss Yvette. So you snooze, you lose. That's what happens. Missed your opportunity. So we just going to move on. That's all. But see, now y'all have to pay for it, but y'all need to. Y'all just need to go and get it and check it out because it is good, and y'all going to learn something, and y'all going to take a lot away from it, and that's what happens. So
thank you.
But we're going to keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and we are going to continue to speak with her, and we're going to continue to promote her this month, and we're going to continue to talk about her. And we are going to wish you lots of warmth. We hope that it gets warm and warm and warm. And we continue wishing you many, many blessings. And next week, we will see you back here next Wednesday. Next Tuesday, oh my goodness. Next Tuesday, everybody, I forgot who will be on next Tuesday. We were supposed to have James Frant, but he had to reschedule. But we do have another guest on next Tuesday. So tune back in next Tuesday at 6:30. Tony and I will be back here next Tuesday, 6:30. And in the meantime, in between time, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed week. And Miss Bentley, you have a blessed week as well.
Yes, yes.
The same to the both of you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Not a problem. And we do plan on having you back. So just
all
keep
right.
yourself ready for us because we do want you back.
Yes, yes, and we definitely, and we, and much thanks to Indy Love for the support and sending you over and all the authors that she has sent over. We got to big her up for all the love that she has done for us. So in the meantime, in between time, everybody stay blessed.
Love you all. You have a great week. And we'll see
you
next week.
All right. Good night.
Yes, sir. Good night.